How they brought the good news from Ghent to Aix. 1600 and... I sprang to the stirrup, and Joris, and he. I galloped, Dirk galloped, we galloped all three. Good speed, cried the watch as the gateboats undrew. Speed echoed the wall to us galloping through. Behind shut the postern, the lights sank to rest, and into the midnight we galloped abreast. Not a word to each other. We kept the great pace, neck by neck, stride by stride, never changing our place. I turned in my saddle and made its girths tight, then shortened each stirrup and set the peak right, rebuckled the cheek-strap, chained slacker the bit, nor galloped less steadily Roland a whit. 'Twas moonset at starting, but while we drew near Lochran, the cocks crew and twilight dawned clear. At Bohm a great yellow star came out to see. At Duffel 'twas morning as plain as could be. And from Mechelm church steeple we heard the half chime, so Joris broke silence with, "Yet there is time." At Arsholt upleapt of a sudden the sun, and against him the cattle stood black every one, to stare through the mist at us galloping past, and I saw my stout galloper Roland at last, with resolute shoulders each butting away the haze as some bluff river headland its spray. And his low head and crest, just one sharp ear bent back for my voice, and the other pricked out on his track, and one eye's black intelligence ever that glance or its white edge at me, his own master, askance. And the thick heavy spume flakes which ironed anon his fierce lips shook upwards in galloping on. By Husselt Dirk groaned, and cried, "Joris, stay spur! Your Rose galloped bravely, the fault's not in her. We'll remember."